Last month, we talked to a gentleman who's trying to sell a private island he owns in San Francisco Bay. David Glickman bought Red Rock Island in 1964 for less than $50,000. Now he's hoping to sell it for $22 million. On the phone from Thailand, where he now lives, Glickman told us why he bought the island in the first place.
I was interested in the unusual, offbeat ones, which, with some imagination, could be made into something worthwhile.
Red Rock Island is not easy to get to, but we sent Scott Schaefer from member station KQED into San Francisco Bay to have a look at it.
The environmental group Baykeeper offered the realtor and me a ride to Red Rock Island on its 26-foot catamaran. We leave from the San Francisco waterfront, heading north past Alcatraz Island. Baykeeper's executive director, Deb Self, describes the environmental significance of Red Rock Island.
It's a major corridor for migrating fish and home to a lot of birds and close to some important seal rookeries. Also is home to a fair-sized population of black-crested night herons.
And it has really nice views. Just ask Stephen Higby. He's the realtor for this six-acre piece of rock, and he's working on his sales pitch.
People have talked about, like, wouldn't it make a great casino or a, you know, a lavish hotel or something. So I guess one is limited by their imagination and the permit process.
Ah, the permit process. More on that later. First, we've got an island to explore.
All right, Stephen, here it is, your latest listing.
All right.
Soon to be.
Really healthy-looking poison oak.
Yeah, good thing we got long pants, huh?
Red Rock Island is, well, red and rocky. And that's about it. There's no dock, no marina, no buildings, no roads, just rock, plants, a few rabbits, and birds. Lots and lots of birds.
I gotta tell you, the birds have been following us around the island since we got here. I would imagine they're not used to seeing people walking around on this island.
This is the first time realtor Stephen Higby has set foot on this property. See, he doesn't have a boat. But the guy likes an adventure, and he wants to climb to the top of this island.
So Steve is scaling the side of this mountain so he can take some photographs. And I gotta tell you, it does not look safe, and I'm not going up there.
A half hour or so later, Higby is back on the shore. His shirt is a little bloody, and the seat of his pants are filthy. He slid down the hill. So now that he's got a better sense of this property he's trying to sell, what does he think?
Guy I love to quote, he says, real estate is a conversation, and that's really all it is. I mean, if something fits, then it works. It's not an impulse item.
One of the tricky things about developing this island, it's in three different counties. So, want to build something here? Think public hearings, codes, concerned citizens, and environmental regulations. Baykeeper's executive director, Deb Self, has a different vision.
I hope that whoever buys it is willing to keep it in its natural state. That would be ideal.
But with a $22 million price tag, Red Rock Island may be just for the birds indefinitely. For NPR News, I'm Scott Schaefer.